This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. At a news conference yesterday with Turkey's foreign minister, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken pledged $100 million more aid to victims of the huge earthquake in Turkey and Syria, where 47,000 people are believed to have perished. There was a new quake yesterday, a 6.3. Blinken also focused on the $80 million in private donations made by U.S. citizens. Some of that is medical aid and food, but also cash to victims. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has more on that.
$150 in American currency. That's the amount the International Rescue Committee, an NGO, has started distributing to households in northern Syria displaced by the recent earthquake. Elias Abu Atta is with the IRC.
It basically allows a family of six members to survive.
For at least a month. Specifically, that family could buy everything in what's called the Survival Minimum Expenditure Basket. This theoretical basket
contains bread, chicken, eggs, oil, soap, sanitary pads, phone data. It's comprehensive.
The reason behind giving cash instead of actual eggs or phone data is because this empowers people to buy what they need. Some might want fewer eggs and more phone data. Also, it's often faster to send cash than eggs. Jacob Kurtzer is with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.
When these disasters happen, cash actually takes on a greater level of resonance and significance because of the speed with which assistance can be distributed.
Kurtzer says there are some crises, like famines, where outside food is needed. But in places where there are goods and local merchants to sell them, cash
can support ongoing economic activity, as opposed to introducing new commodities from outside an area.
Despite the benefits, some humanitarian groups are still reluctant to distribute cash. Simon Levine, who researches humanitarian policy for the think tank ODI, cites one major problem.
We don't like to let go. We're afraid that people won't use it for the purposes that we want.
Levine says it's important not to rob people who've lost so much already of the power of making a choice. I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.